is a delight to be with you today.
今天能够跟各位一起敬拜是何等喜乐的事。
This is not the first time I've been able to interact with this church family.
这并不是我来若歌教会的第一次跟若歌家人见面。
So the ministry has brought us together over the years, and it's been delightful.
那么就是因为我们为着主同心来服事，所以我们可以在一起，这是何等喜乐的经验。
And this area is not a stranger to me either.
那么这个地方我一点也不陌生。
I actually graduated from Piscataway High School.
我是从 Piscataway 高中毕业的。
So that's my claim to fame.
所以这就是我的一些背景。
Well, today we want to talk about missions.
今天我们要讨论到宣教。
And I want to tell you a story as I begin our little time together today.
今天在我们分享的时候，我跟大家讲个小故事。
There were good friends of our family that were trying to make vacation plans.
我的一个家庭的一个好朋友，他们要有一个度假的计划。
They finally decided to go to an amusement park with all the extended family.
他们就决定说，所有的这个大家族一起要去一个游乐公园、游乐场。
And they thought there would be something there for everyone, and they would have a great time.
所以他们相信说，在这个游乐场有老中青三代都可以参与的活动，他们会有一个很快乐的家庭团聚时间。
So they got to this amusement park and they found out that there was a brand new ride.
所以当他们到这个游乐场的时候，他们发现有一个新开的一个景点。
And it was a roller coaster that had the highest or the longest vertical drop of any roller coaster in North America.
他们就发现说那里新开了一个云霄飞车，有一个最陡的一个落差的全北美最大的云霄飞车。
And all the boys in this family were really excited.
所以这个家里面所有年轻的男孩子都非常的兴奋。
The boys in the family went to the father and the grandfather and said, "Let's all get on this ride together."
所以这个年轻的孩子就去跟他们的爸爸、跟这个老祖父说，我们一起来坐这个云霄飞车吧。
Well, the father and the grandfather were not as comfortable with the idea.
但是这个做爸爸的跟做祖父的对于这样子的一个观点并不是特别的兴奋。
So for half a day, all the boys kept pestering their father and grandfather about that ride.
所以花了半天的这个时间，所有的年轻的孩子都劝这个爸爸跟祖父要听他们的话。
Finally, the father said, "Just one time."
最后这个爸爸说，只做一次哦，下不为例。
So they got on the line for the ride.
所以他们就在排队等候。
And the grandfather started doing things like this.
所以这个做老祖父的人一点点都不兴奋，紧张得很。
He saw how high the ride was.
他就发现说这个落差是何等的大。
He heard the screams off in the distance.
他就听见坐飞车的人他们在那边尖叫的声音。
And he started to sweat.
所以他就开始冒冷汗。
He went to the father and the grandfather talked about the possible mistake they were making.
他们就在这边这个两个比较老的人讲说，哎呀，万一出了差错怎么办？
But the boys were so enthusiastic about this.
但是这些年轻的孩子是这么样子的兴奋。
So they said, "We'll do it for the boys."
所以他们就说，我们不要怕，我们就来做。
So they eventually got on their seats.
所以他们最后坐上了云霄飞车的座位。
And the roller coaster started cranking them up the ride.
然后这个飞车就慢慢地往这个高处的地方走。
And the grandfather kept looking down and saw the people as such small little things.
然后这个老祖父看着底下的人变得越来越小。
And the boys were all excited and waving their arms, and they were just thrilled about it.
可是这个年轻的孩子们是这么样子的高兴，挥舞的双手。
All the ladies are down below watching this.
那么所有底下的这些妈妈们、这些女生们都在看。
And they're thinking, I really don't know how this is going to end up.
所以这些妈妈们、祖母们就想说，这个不知道到底会怎么一回事。
And they got close to the top.
当他们快要接近这个最高点的时候
，just before they're ready to go over the top and plunge to their death.
当他们要从最高点要往下冲的时候
，And the father turns to the grandfather and he says this.
然后这个做父亲就对这个祖父说
，He said, "Is this trip really necessary?"
然后就问他说，我们来这边这一趟旅程受活罪是不是真的应该的
They actually survived the ride. 啊，
那么当然呢，这一串冲下来，他们还是这个存活了，没出事。
I've personally heard like 5 versions of this story.
这个故事呢，我听过五种不同的版本。
Every time we would get together, then they would talk about this ride.
每一次我们跟这个家庭见面，他们都会特别提到这一次坐云霄飞车的经验。
And that roller coaster experience has a lot in common with life.
那么这个云霄飞车的经验，其实跟我们人生旅途里面所发生的一些事有平行的地方。
It actually can teach us a great deal about missions.
那么这样的一个经验，其实可以告诉我们关于宣教一些重要的事。
People will look at missions today and they'll think the following.
那么当人们看到宣教，他们会这样想。
They'll think, why are we doing what we're doing?
他们会说，我们为什么要参与宣教呢？
There's just so much poverty in the world, or there's sickness in the world.
这个世界上有这么多的贫穷、疾病、困苦。
There's a great deal of suffering in our world.
世界上有这么多的苦痛。
And it costs so much money to send missionaries out.
那我们要送宣教士出去，要花许多的资源跟经费。
And they realize that then when they send missionaries and the missionaries arrive on their field, the missionaries discover that the people there don't even want them.
那么当这些宣教士到了宣教工厂之后，发现当地的老百姓一点都不欢迎他们。
And so sometimes they'll start to sweat and have second thoughts about what they're doing.
所以他们自己辛勤劳力出汗的工作，他们开始也有一些想法，说是不是我真的不该来。
And believers in Jesus Christ will wonder about the relative value of trying to go into all the world.
那么所以我们会怀疑说我们要到普世去传福音到底这件事情值得吗
And some of them will come to the leaders of the church and they'll say this.
所以有一些人甚至跟教会的领袖说
They'll say, is this ride really necessary?
就像坐云霄飞车的经验一样我们来跑这一趟活受罪值得吗
And so people many times in our day will have doubts about missions.
所以就是今天我们许多人心中对于参与宣教还是有疑问。
I know people have often wondered various things.
我知道我们在这里信主的人对于许多事情都会有担心。
They wonder, is it really valid to be able to ask people to give sacrificially to missions?
那么是不是我们真的让弟兄姐妹们牺牲的奉献来参与宣教这件事情应该做吗
Should we really send some of our families overseas in some of these dangerous places?
我们真的应该送一些我们中间家庭到海外一些危险的地方去传福音吗
And they're just wondering, is this trip really necessary?
他们会问说我们来走这一趟是不是应当的是不是值得的
So it's very important for all of us to have reasons why we do what we do.
所以我们今天当我们谈到宣教的时候要明白我们参与宣教的理由到底是什么。
And that's what I want to talk to you about this morning.
这就是今天早上我跟大家所要分享的。
I want to give you 3 reasons why we do what we do when we talk about missions.
当我们谈到宣教的时候我想给诸位三个理由。
And the first reason is this.
第一个理由是这样。
We do missions because of the command of Jesus Christ.
我们参与宣教，因为这是主耶稣基督的命令。
In Matthew 28, it tells us that the head of the church, Jesus Christ, has commanded us to make disciples of all the nations.
在马太福音28章里面，教会的元首耶稣基督告诉我们要传福音，使万民做门徒。
It wasn't a suggestion.
这不是一个建议。
It wasn't a recommendation that they thought would be just a good idea.
他也不是说这是一个好的一个建议，一个推荐。
It was literally a call to action.
这是一个呼召我们参与行动。
And that call to action was to be a part of the life and rhythm and ministry of every church.
这个参与行动的一个命令是每一个教会的一个生命线，每一个教会所必须要从事的事。
So it's important for us to know why we do what we do.
所以我们要明白为什么我们从事宣教。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 2 it says this.
在这个使徒行传第二章第一节。
It says, after he had given commands through his apostles.
当耶稣基督借着他的门徒给予了命令之后。
Jesus Christ had given commands throughout the scripture after his resurrection to go into all the world.
所以当耶稣基督复活之后，在圣经里面告诉我们说，他命令他的门徒要到普天下去。
In addition to that, in the Great Commission passage in Matthew 28, it talks about Jesus being given all authority.
那么在马太福音二十八章也告诉我们说，耶稣说天上地下所有的权柄他都得着了。
And he uses all of that authority when he says, "Go into all the world and make disciples."
他借着他所得到所有的权柄说，说到普天下去，要传福音，要能够这个造这个能够传福音，使万民做他的门徒。
So the authority doesn't necessarily lie with the church or with friends or with just school or many other things. The authority ends with Jesus Christ.
所以这个权柄不是教会的，不是学校的，不是任何世上的政权，而是耶稣基督的权柄。
So we ask ourselves this question as we apply things to our lives.
所以当我们把这件事情在我们生活上应用的时候，我们要问这个问题。
And the question is this.
那么我们的问题是什么？
Am I out of step with Christ's command?
我们对于耶稣基督的这个命令，我们是不是跟得上他的脚步？
Is my life actually lined up with the command of Christ or not?
我们的人生是不是跟耶稣基督的命令能够平视是一同的呢？还是没有这样子
？And we can answer that question by thinking about this.
所以我们要如何回答这个问题呢
？Have you intentionally contributed to the process of making disciples? Intentionally contributed.
你是不是非常非常介意的能够参与这一个门徒门训的事工？
Or maybe have you taken some time over the last 6 months to take a spiritual interest in the spiritual growth of someone near you?
或者在过去六个月当中，你有没有对于在你周围的某一个人，对于他们灵命的成长，你非常的关心？
It could be taking an interest in somebody right here in the auditorium.
那么甚至就可能是在我们中间参与我们聚会的弟兄姐妹。
It could be taking an interest in somebody at work.
那可能是我们工作职场的同事。
It could even be someone within your family.
那可能甚至是我们家中的一份子。
But the point is, have you done that, and have you specifically pursued the spiritual interest and well-being of others?
那么问题就是说，我们有没有这样子做？我们对于某一个人灵命的成长，我们有极大的兴趣，而且采取行动。
Because that is the very beginning of the process of making disciples.
那么我们对人的灵命的成长有兴趣，是我们使人做主门徒的头一步。
Let me ask you another question.
让我们问大家第二个问题。
And the other question is, have you ever taken an interest to pray for a people group somewhere in the world?
你有没有特别为着在世上的某一个族群来为他们祷告呢？
Because we're to make disciples of all the people groups of the world.
因为圣经上告诉我们说要传福音给万民听，使万民做主的门徒。
About 5 years ago, our church did something different.
在五年之前，我们的教会做一件特别的事情。
We brought in a wall, and on the wall were written all the names of all the people groups in the world.
那么我们在教会的一面墙上，把所有普世的这个族群通通都写在上面。
Then we identified which groups were the unreached people groups.
然后我们特别要找出哪些是未得之民。
And then we decided we would.Challenge our church family to pray for an unreached people group.
所以我们要求我们教会所有的会众为着这些未得之民来祷告。
And we wanted everybody individually to do that.
我们要求会众里面的每一个人来做这件事情。
So as we encouraged people to do this, we had over 900 people respond to pray for an unreached people group.
当我们提出这个呼吁的时候，教会里面的会众有超过900位愿意回应这个呼召。
Now, as we did that, I was a participant in that process.
那么我也参与这样子的一个行动。
And I want to show you what I brought with me to from Texas. I want to show you what I brought to the church today.
那么我从德州来，我现在要告诉大家我是怎么样为未得之民来祷告。
This is a prayer card that came from that particular prayer effort 5 years ago.
那么这是五年之前的这一个祷告卡。
Now, I show you this because it's my prayer card that I made up.
那么这是一个祷告卡呢，是我自己私人的一个祷告卡，是我自己做的。
And I made up the prayer card because I knew that I'm prone to forgetting things.
那么我所以做这个祷告卡，就是知道我容易忘记事情，所以我必须要提醒我自己。
So I'm not trying to impress you with the fact that I've done something very special or very good.
我并不是希望让大家对我印象深刻，说我做了什么了不起的事。
I'm just trying to press the point that anyone can do this.
我只是想要告诉大家说，如果我能做，每个人都能做。
I mean, even I could do this.
就是我都能做。
So what I did is on one side of this paper, I put my name and it said, I will pray the next 30 days for...And then I had to fill in the line for my with the name of my unreached people group.
那么，所以在第一面就是说我把我的名字写下来，在以后的三十天里面，然后他有空格说我要为哪一些未得之名的族群祷告。
Now we've done this. When we did this, we wanted people to pray for 30 days.
那么，当我们这样做的时候，我们要求我们的会众要祷告连续三十天。
But we were hoping that some people would pray longer than 30 days.
但是我们当然希望说中间有一些弟兄姐妹愿意某一个未得之名祷告超过三十天。
I've been using this card 2 days a week for the last 5 years.
所以呢，这样的一个卡在过去的五年当中，我每一个礼拜有两天用这个卡来未得之名祷告。
So on the back of this card, it says this.
所以在后面的这个卡是这样写。
It says visit.
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 Okay.就是要访问
and then make a plan,
然后要有一个计划
and then pray,
然后就是祷告。
So when we visit joshuaproject.net/search.
哦，所以这边有一个特别的网站，就是 Joshua 这个 project.
And then it says, look up your unreached people group and learn specific ways to pray.
那么在那个网站里面特别告诉我们说哪些是未得之名，然后怎么样如何特别的为这个民族祷告。
Then number two, it says make a plan.
然后呢，你要有一个计划。
So it says set a reminder in your phone or put a sticky note someplace that you can see, so you can see it daily.
所以第一个就是访问那个网站，然后第二呢，就是你用有一些方法来提醒你，或者是一个贴纸，或者是在你的那个手机上面留一个信息。
And then it gives suggestions about how to pray.
然后告诉我们说如何祷告。
It says simply and humbly for more workers.
所以你只是很单纯的、很谦卑的求主差遣更多的工人。
And to pray for open hearts.
然后让当地的人心能够打开。
And to pray for life change.
然后能够祷告在那里产生生命的改变。
That is just a simple example of what anyone can do.When they desire to follow the Lord and be in step with His command.
这是如果我们要与神同步同行的话，这是一个简单的建议，每个人都可以做到。
So the second reason why we do missions is this.
那第二个理由为什么我们参与宣教是这样。
We do this because of the character of God.
我们所以这样做，因为这是神的本性。
You can look at 1 John 4 verses 7 and 8.
你可以看约翰一书第四章第七节到第八节。
And it says,Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God.
亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的。
Anyone who loves is born of God and knows God.
凡有爱心的都是从神而生，并且认识神。
The one who doesn't love doesn't know God, for God is love.
凡没有爱的就不认识神，因为神就是爱。
See, when a person comes to faith in Jesus Christ,
当一个人他能够相信了主耶稣基督之后
they become a new creation in Christ.
他就成为在基督里新造的人
They inherit a new nature in Christ.
他们就从基督那里得着了一个新的本性
And as a result of that, they develop a new capacity to love others.
所以因为这个缘故，他们里面有一个新的爱的能力。
So when they have this new capacity to love others, they have that special ability to touch the world.
所以当他们有这个新的爱的能力的时候，他们就能够搅动世界。
And it becomes the very character of God running through their lives and into the world.
所以神的本性就借着这些信徒的生命，能够传到整个的世界，影响整个的世界。
So this love becomes a powerful tool in the hands of God.
所以爱就成为在神手中借着他的这个百姓所能够施行的一个重要的工具。
Now I want to look at a passage in the book of Jonah.
所以我要看在约拿书上面的一段信息。
And I'm going to just read that, and it'll be read in Mandarin, I think, as well. So,
okay.
Jonah chapter 3, beginning of verse 10.
所以约拿书第三章第十节。
All right. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God relented of the disaster that he said he would do to them, and he did not do it. But it displeased Jonah exceedingly, and he was angry, and he prayed to the Lord and said, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still yet in my country? This is why I made haste to go to Tarshish, for I knew that you are a gracious God and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love and relenting from disaster.
约拿书第三章第十节，于是神查看他们的行为，见他们离开恶道，他就后悔，不把所说的灾祸降与他们了。第四章第一节，这事约拿大不悦，且甚发怒，就祷告耶和华说：耶和华啊，我在本国的时候岂不是这样说吗？我知道你是有恩典有怜悯的神，不轻易发怒，有丰盛的慈爱，并且后悔不降所说的灾，所以我就急速逃往他失去。
So you get a glimpse into the character of Jonah and the character of God.
所以在这边我们就得到了一点点印象，就是神的本性跟约拿本性的一个强烈的对照。
This is an example of someone who did not line themselves up with the character of God.
那这就是在这里让我们看到一个人他不体贴神怜悯的心肠。
But God is interested in all of us doing that very thing, aligning ourselves with His character.
但是神要求我们要体贴神怜悯的心肠，与他同步爱世人。
The character of God gives people what they don't deserve.
那么就是因着神怜悯的心肠，所以神把救恩给我们是白白的，我们一点都不配得。
Often we're very willing to give people what they do deserve.
那么所以常常我们是希望让一些人他们是恶有恶报。
For your life and the character of your life to be powerful in the hands of God, it needs to give people what they don't deserve.
那么所以我们如果要让我们的本性跟神的本性能够吻合的话，我们常常要对待人是他们不值得这样子的被爱被对待。
So the application to all of this is this.
所以我们如何应用这样子的一个真理呢？
Am I out of line with the character of God?
我们是不是跟神怜悯的心肠没有同步？
What kind of affection do you have for all peoples?
那么我们心中对于所有的人，我们心中的感受是什么？
Who do you share your life with?
那么你跟什么样的人分享你的生命？
How selective is your love when it comes to interacting with people?
那么你的爱，你跟人如何的来相处，是不是有非常高度的选择性，只喜欢一些人？
When we allow ourselves to be the conduit for love to flow, wonderful things can happen.
如果我们让我们自己成为一个流通的管子，来流通神的爱的话，一些奇妙的事情会发生。
And as we spend time in God's Word, it helps us develop a greater and greater capacity to love.
当我们来花时间来读神的话语的话，我们心里面那个爱的能力被扩展。
We certainly take hold of the character of God and we display it to the world.
所以以至于我们对于神怜悯的心肠就能够把握住，而且能够向世人彰显出来。
So this is why we do what we do, because of the character of God.
这就是为什么我们参与宣教，就是因为神的本性，神怜悯的心肠。
Now let me give you the third reason why.
让我给大家第三个理由。
The third reason is because we do this because of the condition of man.
我们所以这样做是因为世人的光景。
And we all know in Romans 3:23 it says, "For the wages of sin is death."
我们都知道罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们说，罪的工价乃是死。
All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, right?
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
In Romans 6:23 it says.For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ.
所以罗马书六章二十三节说，罪的工价乃是死，虽有神的恩赐，在我们的主基督耶稣里乃是永生。
So in Romans 3:23, it talks about the need for a rescue plan.
所以罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们说，需要有一个救赎的计划。
Because all have sinned.
所以世人都犯了罪。
And in Romans 6:23, it talks about identifying the actual rescue plan.
所以罗马书六章二十三节告诉我们说，那个真实的救赎实现如何实现？
Because it's the free gift of God, isn't it?
因为那是神白白的恩典。
And then we see in 2 Corinthians 5:20, we see the rescue plan and how it can be shared.
然后我们看到在这个哥林多后书的这个5:20，告诉我们说这个救赎的是如何实现。
It says that if you are in Christ Jesus, you're an ambassador for Christ.
如果我们在基督里面的人，我们就是耶稣基督的使者。
You are the vehicle through which the message of Jesus Christ is to be delivered.
那我们就是一个管道，使得耶稣基督的救恩能够被传扬出去。
It is you and I that carry the rescue plan.
那就是你我，我们就要承载这一个救赎的 plan。对不起啊，救赎的计划。
When we think about the needs of the world, we can sometimes think about large religious blocks of people.
当我们想到这个世人的需要的时候，我们想起世人那些有很多信异教的人。
This is an even broader category than people groups.
那么这个信异教的整个的族群比我们一般的所谓未得之民的族群那个范围要大得多。
And one of these religious blocks of people is over 1 billion strong.
那么其中的一个信异教的人是超过10亿人口。
And 85% of all of these people, 1 billion people in the world, in this religious block, 85% of them have never met a Christian.
那么在这样的一个超过十亿的一个不相信基督教的族群当中，有超过85%的人从来没有遇到过一位基督徒。
So they've never had an ambassador.
在他们中间从来没有一位基督的使者到他们中间。
There are many other opportunities for us around the world as believers in Christ.
那么在这个世界上有许许多多的机会，我们作为基督的信徒可以传扬福音。
We know that the body of Christ is to be a mobile body.
我们想到说，我们基督的这个肢体身体是一个要动员的身体。
And it's to be mobile because.That's been the example and the pattern of the New Testament church.
那么，所以是一个动员，那就是因为在新约教会里面的模式。
When it was difficult to travel, Paul and comrades and others were on the highways and sharing the gospel with people wherever they went, and they were very mobile. They traveled because they were gossiping or spreading the good news. They were ambassadors.
在那个时候，虽然交通很不方便，但是像保罗、像他的同工们，却旅行到世界各地，是为着福音的缘故。
In the world in which we live right now, there are about 17,400 people groups.
在今天我们所处的世界上，有17,400个族群。
These are distinctly different groups of people.
这是不同的这些族群种族。
They have a different language.
他们有不同的语言。
They have different customs and culture.
不同的风俗习惯。
And some of them may be similar, but they are very distinct in who they are.
那么有一些可能是彼此类似，但是他们是不同的族群。
When we look at the 17,400, we break it down one more time to a smaller group.
当我们看到这17,400个族群的时候，我们可以把它们分成更小的划分。
This is the group of people who are not yet reached.
那么有一些族群是还没有福音传给他们。
And out of the 17,400, there are 7,400 that have never once heard the gospel.
那么所以17,400个族群当中有7,400个族群没有听见福音。
It means that these people have no Bible.
那么意思就是说这些族群他们没有他们自己语言的圣经。
It means they have no church.
没有教会。
And it means that there are no other believers there. No other believers.
在中间没有其他的信徒。
And so as a result, there's a need for people to take the rescue plan to those people.
所以为这个缘故需要有人把救赎的计划带给他们。
So it's important to ask yourself this question as part of the application today.
所以对于今天这样子的应用，我们要问自己这个问题。
Am I out of touch with man's condition?
我们是不是漠视人们的这一个走向灭亡的光景？
So are you aware of the spiritual condition of the world?
我们是不是认识这个整个的世人他们属灵的状况？
Is it enough just to be educated about the condition?
我们是不是只是对于这个状况，我们得到一点知识就算？
So we all know that the Lord Jesus never really gave us a challenge to be better educated.
那么耶稣基督从来没有给我们一个挑战，说要我们多懂一点东西。
As much as education is a great blessing and can be a bridgeway to other people, the lives of other people.
那么虽然我们多知道一些，我们受一点教育是一个很好的一个桥梁，让我们关心其他的人。
He talks about making disciples of all these people groups.
他要我们使这一些族群的人做主的门徒。
Not converts, but disciples.
那么不是只是单单的好像信了就算了，而是要做主门徒。
So, these are some of the reasons why we do what we do.
这就是为什么我们参与宣教的理由。
And they're all important reasons.
那么这三个全部都是重要的理由。
Yeah.So you have to ask yourself now, do you support the bringing of the rescue plan to other people?
我们要问我们自己这样的问题，我们是不是支持把这些救赎的福音带到所有的族群当中？
That's why I got involved with my little prayer ministry.
所以这就是我自己个人的一个祷告。
So you need to ask God to direct you to do something practical and something tangible.
那么所以我们需要向神祷告，让我们能够从事一些实际的又是有具体行动的一些事情。
So there we have it, we have the challenge before us.
所以在我们面前的挑战是这样。
It's not new,
不是新的挑战。
But it's very important.
但是非常重要。
And the challenge, of course, is to make disciples of all nations.
就是要使万民做主的门徒。
And we do that by going,by baptizing, by teaching to obey.
所以我们要去，要使人施洗，然后要使人受教，受主的教导。
And for those reasons, we need everyone to participate together.
所以为着这个理由，我们所有的人通通要参与。
When we did our little prayer effort 5 years ago, we never imagined that more than 900 people groups would be chosen for prayer.
那么当我们在教会里推行这个祷告运动的时候，我们没有想象到说教会里有900多个人参与，有900多个族群被来祷告。
So collectively, you as a church can do significant things together.
所以在我们教会里面，我们合在一起，我们能够为神做大事。
So you need to start figuring out how do we work together and what do we do when we work together.
当我们一起来为这件事情同工的时候，我们要想说如何我们可以彼此同工，彼此勉励。
Because we're talking about the importance of a rescue plan.
因为我们考虑到做是神重要的一个救赎计划。
And that rescue plan involves a great many people who right now are outside of faith in Jesus Christ.
那么这样一个救赎计划是关系到世界上的许许多多的未得之民。
So in the days ahead, it could be an exciting time for this church.
所以在前面的年日，对这个教会来讲，可以是一个让我们兴奋的一个年日。
To start identifying those people that you want to help in terms of producing greater spiritual growth in their lives.
那么所以我们必须要找到在我们中间什么样的人需要有更深的属灵的成长呢？
Discovering that you have an opportunity with another coworker about discussing the rescue plan.
那么也许你可以在你的职场的同事上跟他们分享福音。
It might just be learning about some newministry in Edison regarding our other friends and neighbors that aren't like us.
那么或者就像在我们所居住的，比方说在 Edison， 我们可以有一些朋友，我们可以跟他分享福音。
And it may mean for some of you going to the very ends of the earth.
那么也许我们中间有一些人要被差遣到世界的末了，到地极。
All of this needs to take place through the life and ministry of a church.
那么这是整个教会的这个事工里面所需要参与、所需要成就的。
So there is our challenge.
所以这就是我们的挑战。
And I know that when you enter into the work of the ministry, you suddenly become aware that there's opposition.
那么而且当我们要参与宣道事工的时候，我们也一定会遇到反对。
When we try to get the rescue plan out there in various places around the world, we find out that our assignment is not a peacetime operation.
那么当我们要把这个救赎的事工带到世界各个角落的时候，我们发现这不是一个好玩的事情，这不是一个平安的一个事情。
It's hard and there are difficulties involved in this.
那非常的艰难，有许多的 不容易的事情要克服。
There is a certain price to pay in terms of energy, in terms of resources, in terms of people. There are real prices.
我们要付上许多的代价，包括我们的能力，包括我们的资源，包括我们的人。
But we're called to make disciples of all nations.
但是神呼召我们要使万民做门徒。
So we are to be discerning and careful and thoughtful and understanding and assertive and proactive.
所以我们必须要明白，要查究神的主意，而神的旨意，而且必须要采取行动。
But we don't excuse ourselves from doing these things just because they're hard.
那我们不能够因为这件事情艰难，就成为我们不从事宣教的借口。
So there it is, my friends.
所以，亲爱的朋友们。
It's a task for both you and for me.
这是对于你跟我所托付的使命。
So sometime you're going to be in the middle of your ministry, making a difference in the life of one person or several other people.
所以有的时候我们的事工是在人的生命里面产生影响力，影响一个人，影响几个人，他们属灵的生命。
And the ministry is going to be hard.
那么我们这样从事是困难的。
And when you wonder about this ministry, you're going to ask yourself this question.
当我们遇到在服事上的艰难的时候，可能我们会问这个问题。
You're going to ask, is this trip really necessary?
这样子的一个旅程是真的有必要吗？划得来吗？
So be ready to give your qualified answer of course it is, I'm ready, and of course it is, you know, the task that we're to enter into.
所以我们的答案是说，当然这是值得的，值得神主给我们的托付。
So it is the command of Christ that's important.
这是基督的命令是最重要的。
It is the character of God that is important.
这是神的这一个本性是重要的。
The character of God is at stake when we talk about these kinds of things.
那么当我们谈论这些事情的时候，神的本性好像受到了我们的这个挑战。
And it is the condition of man that we're talking about.
这是我们谈到人的这个光景。
When you put all that together, it's a beautiful mission that the church is tasked to do.
那么当我们把这三样摆在一起的时候，神所给予教会的一个使命是一个美丽的一个使命的任务。
So in closing, I just want to encourage every single one of you to do something.
所以在结束的时候，我想勉励中间的每一位，我们采取一些行动。
You may need to get together with other friends in the church family and discuss what's my next step.
所以你可能需要跟教会的一些弟兄姐妹聚在一起，想一想说我们下一步该做什么。
You may need to go to a leader in the church here and ask for their input about how you can get more specifically involved in making disciples of all nations.
你们可能去可以见教会的领袖说，我可以如何的参与，使得万民做门徒。
But the important thing is that we have a rationale that is calling us to do this.
但是最重要的事情是说，当我们从事这些行动的时候，我们懂得背后的理由跟呼召。
So I urge us all to this call to action.
所以我希望大家对于这样子的一个采取行动的呼召要有反应。
Now I want to pray for you.
我要为大家来祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you so very much for the work you've done in our lives.
亲爱的天父，我感谢你，为着你在我个人生命里的事工，我感谢你。
For the people that became a part of our lives that made a difference.
那么，为着这一些让对我们的生命有影响力的人，我们向主感恩。
And I would pray that you would make in each of us that same person.
那么，我也求你来帮助我们。过去有人影响我们的生命，我们也做同样的事。
Someone that can make a difference in someone else's life.
就是可以在一个人的生命里面产生影响力跟改变。
So do a powerful new work here in this church.
所以在这个教会里面，求你来做一件新的有力的事工。
And make this church a wonderful lighthouse for the gospel of Jesus Christ.
让这个教会成为传扬基督福音的一个灯塔。
Accomplish tremendous things for your glory.
是为着你自己的荣耀能成就大事。
And use each person's efforts for the building of the church worldwide.
那么用我们中间的每一个人来建立普世的教会。
And we ask these things in the all-powerful name of Jesus Christ.
我们靠着耶稣满有权柄的名来祷告。
Amen.
Amen.